A Slice of Life in the CLC, fourth in a series. Snapshots of congregations from around the Church of the Lutheran Confession. Peace Lutheran Church, Mission, South Dakota, by Pastor Luke Bernthal, pastor of Peace Lutheran Church in Mission, South Dakota, St. Paul's Evangelical Lutheran Church in White River, South Dakota, and Grace Lutheran Church in Valentine, Nebraska. Peace Lutheran Church of Mission, South Dakota is a unique congregation in the CLC in a number of ways. First of all, its location is unique. Mission, South Dakota, population 1,182 at the 2010 census, is a town located in the Rosebud Indian Reservation. The town was named for one of the many missions established by religious groups in the late 19th century to assist the Sikongu, Lakota, and other American Indian nations. The major industry of this area is ranching, and the region is known for producing some of the best beef in the country. Many of the members of Peace and their extended families are ranchers as well. The church's location near the center of town on U.S. Highway 1883 makes it an ideal location for walk-in visitors, which we have on a fairly regular basis. We are thankful for the opportunities the Lord has given us to share the soul-saving gospel with both member and visitor alike. Secondly, its history is unique. Although it began as did many of our CLC congregations, its subsequent history proved in a number of ways to be different from that of many other churches in our fellowship. The congregation began in 1959 when several families, together with Pastor Kenneth Hallauer and teacher Leroy Holke, withdrew from their previous fellowship because of doctrinal differences and organized Peace Lutheran Church. For the first few months, Peace congregation worshiped in the L.E. Jones home until a church building was built. The first worship service held in the new church building was a wedding service on June 6, 1959. Since its beginning, Peace has formed a joint parish with St. Paul's of White River, South Dakota. The downstairs portion of Peace's church building served as the parsonage until 1974, when a parsonage was built in White River. That parsonage would serve until 2002 as the home of the pastors serving the joint parish of Peace and St. Paul's. After the church basement in Mission was no longer used as a parsonage, for a number of years it was leased as a medical clinic, at which one of the congregation's members worked as a physician's assistant. Peace is also one of very few CLC congregations that owns and maintains its own graveyard, located about 2 miles south of the church building on U.S. 83. Pastors who have served Peace Congregation over the years have been Kenneth Hallauer, 1957 through 1964, Paul Larson, 1966 to 1970, David Koenig, 1971 to 1973, Harland Reed, 1974 to 1976, Bruce Wales, 1977 to 1979, Paul D. Nolting, 1980 through 1986, Paul Nauman, 1986 through 1995, Frank Gant, 1995 through 1998, J. Hartman, 1998 through 2002, James Nauman, 2002 through 2010, and Luke Bernthal, 2010 to the present. Thirdly, the present status of the congregation is unique. Since 2002, Peace Lutheran Church has been part of a tri-parish, along with St. Paul's of White River, South Dakota, and Grace of Valentine, Nebraska. They have been jointly served since that time by the pastor from Valentine. For the past 5 or more years, Peace has conducted joint worship services with St. Paul's. Every Sunday except the last one of each month, worship services are at Peace at 8 a.m., with the worship service for the last Sunday of each month being at St. Paul's. This small but faithful and close-knit group cherishes its worship time together with their brothers and sisters in Christ from St. Paul's each Sunday. Peace also joins with St. Paul's and Grace for the Tri-Parish Mission Festival worship service and potluck meal each fall. Its members have also supported and participated with St. Paul's and Grace in other worship services and church activities, such as Summer Vacation Bible School and the Arise and Shine 20s and 30s retreat in Pillager, Minnesota. If you are traveling through the great state of South Dakota, please join us for worship and share with us in the unique blessings we have in our fellowship and in our Savior's gospel. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. John 14, verse 6.